Blog Talk Radio.
Oh!
want to thank Wally Ali for that beautiful images. Excuse me. Say that all he wants you to do is think about it.
Think about it.
What would happen if we put a African American image up in the world as God, and people had nowhere to go but that church, and seeing our image up in the world as God, what would this psychological do to their mind and their behavior and effort that God put into them? They become inferior like we have become. So we said, time for all the images to be removed, and we worship God in spirit and truth. We see ourselves as Adam, like God said, we all are the children of Adam. And then once we realize that is a fact, we can start working together. We can clean up the lies that have been given to the human family that caused the human family to be divided and separated. So we like to open our talk up tonight with a prayer called El Fatiha. It means to open. We want to open our talk up and we do that. And we close with a prayer. That means we have done two things wrong, two things right. And anything in between them, we say praise be to Allah. We hope we get all that right too. So we like to open up with a prayer called El Fatiha. First we said in the beautiful Arabic language. Then we would say it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Light, mean Rahman Rahim. Maliki Yomidin. Iyakan Abudiyakan Astahim. Edinit Sarato Mustakim. Sarato Ladina Anto Lehim. Glory magdu be alayhim waladoni. I mean, English translation, we take protection with the Allah, the creator of this creation, from Satan, the rejecting enemy, with the name of God. God, Allah is most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship. And thy aid we seek, Allah, please always continue to show us great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We greet our audience in the best of the greeting of all the greetings in the world. This is the best of the greeting, because this greeting suggests that we keep the peace, that we give the peace and we give the greeting of peace, and we then we're obligated to keep the peace. The one who is hearing that and the one who is giving that, obligated to keep the peace. And we had a peaceful world, we wouldn't have all the major problems that we hear about every day. So we greet you in the best of the greeting. That greeting is Assalamu Alaikum. That means may God peace be unto you. We're here tonight on the Prophet Talk Radio Station. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar and my wife, Daya Akbar. We are co-host workers here on this show. We also have, we are from Decatur, Georgia, and we also have our brother, Sujah Muhammad, for Baton Rouge, Louisiana, him and his wife, Quran Muhammad. And we also have Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, Hey Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. And with this show is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School, coming to your city, inshallah, in the future. The science that we, our children need, they got to be added on to all the schools. You cannot have a good, successful school without having science class in it. And then the science class will be moved by those children that were interested in being scientists. And that's what we need, the best of science, because the science that we have most of them have proved to be not the best. They proved they can do some things, but they're not the best. Because if they were the best, our world would be further advanced than what it is now. So we looking for Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School to come to all the cities and probably out throughout the world. But Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School, sponsored by Amin Muhammad out of California.
Yeah.
So we are here tonight promoting the removal of all racial image. And we move that image in the lie that we're going to hear about tonight or tomorrow, that lie will be lessened. There's nothing wrong with people coming together and exchanging gifts. Family come together praying, eating together, and seeing each other, which they hadn't seen in a while. And they come together and with love and respect for each other. Then there's nothing wrong with that. But to tell a lie to your children or to each other, or to a lie always told around this year. And matter of fact, this time of year, some of the worst for people of the human family, because it used to be around this time of year, everybody spoke. Everybody was nice. Come Thanksgiving, everybody was kind to each other all the way up to New Year. But after New Year, it looked like looked like the people have become Mr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde right after Christmas. Before Christmas, they was Mr. Hyde, but after Christmas, after the New Year, they become Mr. Hyde again. Had two faces. But between that time, they was happy. Everybody said happy Thanksgiving, happy New Year, happy Christmas, maybe blessed Christmas. Everybody had something nice to say. But after then, it was back being monsters and everything else as usual. But so we want to see that all the time. We want to see people happy all the time. We don't want to take happiness and what's good away from the people. But we do want to take the lie, because a lot do not like a liar. Because if you tell a lie and you tell it long enough, you'll be interested in killing somebody. You'll get interested in taking something from somebody. You'll get interested in being greedy and not give people what they deserve. So lying leads to all of that. Just like alcohol lead to reefer, cocaine, and all the rest of the junk that people take. And that's why a lot of us stay away from it. It defogs the mind. And when you defog the mind, you're not high. You just low down, but you call it high. How are you going to be high? High means something that stands above things. When people drink alcohol, they are beneath the dignity that God put in them. So all praise are due to Allah. We're here tonight on this Brock Talk radio station trying to clean up the mess that we have or been raised in, clean up this lie that God got a son. How can God have a son and don't have a wife? And God is not a man. So this is not referring to the true God. This is referring to a lie that's been told on God and have been told on a good man named Christ Jesus. He was a prophet of God. He prophesied what's going to happen. He prophesied what was going to happen. It's happening right now. Jesus said no way in the world that it's right for a man to be laying with a man or a woman laying with a man. And Jesus said in the last days, you will see all of that and more. So these are unnatural things that Jesus was speaking about. And these unnatural things are happening right now throughout America. Two men can go to a preacher or a priest or they got some imam. Call themselves not, they're not true imam. They're not the imam of the Quran. They are the imam of this world. And they got temples and a place of worship, and they got homosexual going on in the name of God. You know that place is on fire. You know that place is on fire. Because Allah is already on that. And when people go against what Allah said, it doesn't matter of time. God don't have to bring you in the same day you go wrong, but he keep waking you up, giving you another opportunity to change over and over again. And then one day that opportunity that God have given you is over with. The opportunity God gave you is to do what is right. One day that opportunity come to an end, and you will wake up in the real reality. You will wake up in the true reality. See, all this stuff we see here, you can call this a mirage. You can call this temporary, because none of the things that we see, that we have in our existence, we would not be able to take those things with us. So it's not the true reality. The real reality is in the next life. And you say, well, I say that life after death. That's really life after death. Every time you go to sleep, you wake back up, then you get your life back. You were born, before you were born, what was you at? That was life on the way here. And then when that life got here, then that life was given an opportunity to live the best life if he can find it or she can find it in the world. And she can, because a lot of people grow up in the world, they had no choice on the matter on how they think. And Allah knew who that is. Allah knows everything. He know who's been bad or good. He the only one knows that. He know which one has been true and which one has been untrue. He knows all of that. That can't be Santa Claus. We are there talking about he know when you've been bad or good. That ain't nothing but a lie. Your mama don't even know when you've been bad or good, because your mama can't stay with you 24/7. Or your father can't stay with you 24. But Allah knows. He knows everything. But they make God small. They make God want to tell you he's some kind of man somewhere sitting up in the sky. And when things go wrong, he come down here and join the people and suffer with the people because he can't do nothing with them. So he come down here and suffer along with them and try to get them to change their way of life. That's ignorant and backwards if you can tell a people. First you said God knows all things. Then you tell us God is dependent on his earth and dependent on somebody else to like him more than he like them. That ain't nothing but a lie that's been told. Instigators of lies. So we had the people that have been under the lies, and African Americans, when we look throughout the world, no one's been under the lies like we have. So the lies that did more to us than any people. So we are working to get rid of those lies, and that's what you earn when you've been under a thing. Then Allah used you to be the example, because you was up under a thing, and now God, Allah used you to get the whole world up out of the mess that they gave you. That's a merciful God. He don't use the people that gave you the problem. He used the people that was in the problem. So we in this problem, and we can get out of it. Allah has sent us great people to help us get out of this problem. Dr. King, Malcolm X, Noble Drew Ali, and many, many, many more. Imam Washington Muhammad, one of the biggest. They sent to us to get us out of this problem, Elijah Muhammad. But all these people come to get us out of the situation that we were put in. And some of us were so messed up, they had to take their time. They had to work slowly. They couldn't work too fast, or they would have lost us. So now, what we've been lacking in changing this world is about to want to change us. I was looking at the schools here in Georgia. Throughout the nursing home, daycare, where the children go in daycare, many of them closing down because they don't have no children to put in. Many of the schools, they had schools, big schools in every neighborhood. Now they merging because they don't have no children to put in all them different schools no more like they used to. Why? Because the people are not having babies. And abortion was one of the problems. Now we got abortion. We got our young people getting killed. We got young people killing themselves. We got young people getting married to each other, same-sex marriage. So all that is to eliminate or slow down the birth and have slowed down the birth for the African-American people. So Satan is working. Satan is all our enemy. He's the biggest enemy here. He's the enemy to the Caucasian people because the Caucasian people, no other people can do another people wrong and expect to get good from God. You can't do people wrong and expect to get good. Yeah, Allah will allow you to live on this earth, gain a lot of money, gain millions and billions of dollars, but your soul is gone. And your soul, your life, the human life is no more than 40 or 50 or 70, 80 years, 100 or better, but never a longer life than that, 110, 100. No, but the other life we are told is forever. So they get their reward here, but don't get none there. Because why? Because they went against every natural thing that God told them not to go use. God told them to stay away from things. They went to those things, and they caused people to suffer. And those people that was called to suffer, people were getting the reward, and the people that caused the suffering, they're going to get a punishment. But it's because they should know better. They should let Satan trick them out of getting into the garden that God want to give them. But that's what happened. And our Caucasians have been, brothers and sisters, have been number one and been tricked out of the God that God wants to give them, that they can earn. They lose that God because they think they are better than the other people. And you know, if you serve God in your nation, you can't be better than someone else and treat them right. If you think you're better than someone else, you're not going to treat them right. I don't care how much money you got. They said one of the billionaires made a statement that was too many African-American people. They want to go to Africa and eliminate some and eliminate a lot of them here. They made a statement right after that, here come COVID-19. Here come this disease. Right after he made this statement. And looked like they would have locked him up. But they didn't do nothing. To me, that's a terrorist announcement that he wanna, because he got a lot of money, he wanna see a lot of the people eliminate. And he picked out the one he won't eliminate. He said African or African American. They should have locked him up. If we had living in a civilized society, a truly civilized society, they would have locked him up and made sure that idea never would happen. But we can't say it hasn't happened with this COVID-19. It done killed so many of us And it kills a lot of Caucasians, a lot of Chinese and Mexicans and a whole lot of people. Because it's no different. If you sell a drug and you trying to sell it to the other people, your people eventually going to get some too. Because we are all God people. But when we start dividing people up, one think they are better than that, and that's what the problem with that. We lose the protection from God. So those people that think they are better, they get in trouble with drugs, cocaine, and all the other stuff that this world has to offer, alcohol. They get in trouble with that stuff. So we're here tonight to try to screen some of this stuff out where we can all live in peace. And that's why our greeting is peace. Our religion is, as Islam means up peace. So we are here to, we want peace. And the only way we're going to get peace is like what Christ said, that we got to have the truth. We got to know the truth. We got to be able to operate in truth. If we fail to operate in truth, then we're going to be in a bad situation. All across this country, especially in the south, up north, the weather is bad. The weather is speaking to us. And we know the weather got something to do with the people's attitude and character and the people way they are carrying on. And the weather on top get bad because the people under the weather is acting unnaturally, responding disrespectful, and doing everything wrong under the sun. So the weather speaks to them. And then people who are trying to do right, they get some of that same punishment because they live in that environment with those people that the creator of this creation is trying to speak to with the weather. With any disaster that he might put on that town or that city, he's speaking to those people. He's trying to warn those people to get it together. But they fail to listen. It don't decrease Allah or make Allah any large. Allah will always be the greatest, the biggest, the strongest, the wise, the king. He will all be all them things they all know. He always would be there. They would never be able to decrease the greatness of the Creator. But people don't realize it now. They are more atheists today than they ever been in a long time. Because people do have some material, but they also have a TV to show them how to live a despicable life. That's why so many African Americans and Caucasian got tattoos all over their body. They have no fear of the creator of this creation. Because if they had a fear, if they had some shameness or shyness about themselves, ain't no way in the world they would look at somebody with a tattoo and say, well, they got one, let me get two. Or they got one, let me get three tattoos. They would never do that. Because their mind will be still on the creator of creation. And when people stop praying, then the weakness comes from them not having no connection or no respect for their creator. Then the evil that it will increase in them, long as they stay away from prayer, long as they stay away from believing in the creator of this creation, their evilness will increase. Their devilness would increase. And things they wouldn't do, they going to do, and they going to do it worse. Every time they try, they going to do worse. Because if you think wrong, your body going to follow your wrong thinking. It's as simple as that. And Satan is one who produces wrong thinking, weak ideas, and keep lying going on. That's his job. And Satan is on his job. You can go turn on any TV set and look at all them different movies. All of them is promoting the behavior of Satan. So we're here tonight, and anybody in the queue would like to say anything, all they got to do is match one, and then we will see them, see you, and we will bring you in. We see you in the queue, and we will cut your mic on because we do want to hear from you. We say all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherub and sustainer of all worlds. Allah is most gracious. Allah is the master of the day of all our judgment. And alone we should be worshiping something, the creator alone. We should not be giving him partners or making him or putting him on a level like us. He's bigger and greater than anything that we can imagine. Allah said that if all the trees were penciled and all the seeds were ink, and you add another ocean, you will not be able to take and exalt this book called Al-Quran, not at all. You won't be able to exalt it, not one ayah. And the Quran asks you if you can come up with one ayat or two, he dare you to try. So we're here tonight with this truth that Almighty God has given us so we can share with the world. So we can share with the world about oneness of God, not Jesus. And many other preachers now are saying there's only one God. But they still slipping and saying in their tongue that Jesus is God. A man who was nailed to the cross is God. A man who was able, he's God and God's son at the same time. This is a confusion Satan brag about. Not by men of God, but by Satan. God can't be, God is not a man. He tells us in all scripture, don't make no image of him. When you give God a man image and frame, you give God an image, and God says he's too big to be put into any image. And most people who are lack of understanding should understand that. Don't give God no partner. Don't make nothing to say that this is God. This is the Creator, Son, and all that. That got to come to the end. So we're here tonight trying to end that. Every here 6 days a week trying to end this life because we want to see a better world. We know we will not be able to have a better world until all the big lies are gone. All the false lies, false understandings are gone. Where a human being can see themselves as one with the creator of this creation, seeing themselves as blessed to be here on this earth, to be tested by the Creator, and that the Creator have allowed us to come into this world that the Creator himself created, and that you can come into this world and you can make your life better. So I'm here tonight, and I don't talk long enough. So anybody else would like to share in this excellent conversation, please raise your hand, and I will see your hand raised, and I will cut your mic on, and you can share, you can ask questions, or you can make comments, or you can share what you believe and what you think, and we will listen to you. We said all praise will always due to Allah for any good. Allah said he made us for one reason, and that was to test us. And everybody you see is going through a test, an inner test, or being tested by the one who allowed them to be on this earth. This is God's earth, and we are all here by God's permission, and we're here to, by God's permission, to submit our will to do the creator of this creation, the will that he gave us in scripture. It makes sense. It makes sense to worship one God. It makes sense to give him charity. It makes sense to pray five times a day. It makes sense to fast. It makes sense. So we're here because we want to share with you what we have, what makes sense. We don't want to give you nothing that don't make no sense. We only want to give you that what is right. And Allah says, only love those who do right. And we are trying our best to do what is right. So please join us. We can't save the world, but we can save one. We can save one person at a time. That they have to save, to get them to save themselves. Because the Christ they gave us, he did not save himself. You can't tell me a man done save you and didn't save himself. You ain't going to be able to tell me that lie, tell no wise person that lie. There's a man on the cross being killed, asking the question, asking God, why have you been taking me? You going to tell me that man saved, God saved him, he saved himself? If he was a savior, the first one he should have saved was himself. So that Jesus they gave us is not a savior. He's one that was sacrificed. And we know that what was taken away was a, and what was given was a lie. That he died for our sins. If those preachers and all the preachers have believe that somebody died for our sins, they wouldn't be trying to stop the Ku Klux Klan. They wouldn't fought the Caucasian terrorists or the African American terrorists. They wouldn't even call the police. They really believe that if somebody broke in their house and they came home and caught that person breaking in their house, taking all their funds out, and they wouldn't call the police, and they would let that person take funds, and they wouldn't say nothing because they believe that Christ Jesus died for that sin that happened to them. They lose all their funds, and every day they gain the paper for all them years, they lose it to a burden. So why would they call the police when that burglar is in sin and Jesus died for that sin? Why would they call the police? So we're here with the common sense teaching that religion that makes sense. We are here with the common sense teaching. So we're here, and so anybody got anything they would like to say? We're glad to have you speak, make a comment. We are here because we love humanity. We love the truth. We got the medicine that will help the world get better. We know we got it because we had the final revelation. The revelation come out behind all the other revelations. And we know this revelation has been tampered with. And it is true without doubt, so it hasn't been tampered. But we are to use what Allah has blessed us to use so we can make progress in this world with all people. Because we are all one. We all are the children of Adam. Adam is all our beginning. Praise are due to Allah. So anybody say anything, got anything they would like to say, they match one. And tomorrow, we will not be on tomorrow because we won't be able to get back. Everybody will be with their family tomorrow, so we want to be with ours. We'll not be on, so we're going to let you know ahead of time. And we want to let you know that we can talk about business, but we got business. We got True Detergent. And now True Detergent got liquid detergent. They got the softener, got the detergent for sensitive skin. It got the sheets that you put in your dryer to make your clothes smell fresh. True Detergent got all of that and then some. Getting ready to make dishwashers. Dishwasher. You watch, you use the dishwasher, you gonna have some True dishwashing liquid. And you want to free that dirt, then this True liquid detergent will help your clothes and your dishes and all the other things that you need cleaning coming to your town. Along with We Buy Black shaving razors will be coming. We will be having those. All kind of bags for putting your vegetables and fruit and your meat in the freezer bag. We got those coming. So we know to compete. That's what we want to do. We want to compete with our Caucasian brothers, Mexican and Jewish brothers. And that's what we headed to. Because we know just us competing, playing basketball and football, that's good. But we have to compete in businesses. That's the real of being a peeing when we go into business, when we make jobs, when we give out jobs. We should be hiring all the other people, but they're hiring us, the Chinese man. They're not hiring us as much as because they most basically got most lay people working in their staffing there. You know, we are funny people. When Caucasian people did that, put nothing but their people behind in their business, and we would go in there and purchase stuff from them. We picketed that place. We protested. Now the Chinese people got all these script fried rice places. And none of us working there, and none of us are saying nothing. That make us hypocritical, Cajun man. It made him how we had laws passed where they could not discriminate against us. And yet we let Chinese people open up places, business, and none of us work in no business, even though them business in the heart of our community. You know something wrong with us. So we got to get it right. We got to change this. And with the help of our Lord, we going to do it. We going to do this. We going to change this ugly picture that we had to grow up in. We going to make this new. See, ma'am, sir, we going to take and put cream on it. And the cream going to rise to the top. And the cream on the top is going to look good. And that's going to be us making product. That day is coming, and a lot of places are already here. We can't compete with basketball, football, and baseball. We have to compete in business. And that's truly the best place we can compete with our brothers and sisters, and that's in business. Who can do more? Who can make more? Who can do as much but better in business? And we know we can and we get our people interested in trading with each other, we know we're going to become number one in a matter of weeks or matter of months. We're going to become number one in business. And that's when we go into business, you're going to see everything we need. No matter how big it is or how small it is, we're going to have it, and we're going to get it, and we're going to trade with each other, and we're not going to discriminate against nobody. No matter who wants a job, if that door open for a job, we're going to get it to them. We're going to trust them. We ain't going to do like many of them have done. We ain't going to be babysitting that we the first one, last one hired, and the first one fired. We ain't going to have that problem. So anyway, if anybody don't have nothing they want to say, they don't want to match one, if we going to, what we going to do, we going to, first of all, like I said, we pass our flyers for this show at one of the mass here. We got three or four more we going to and put these flyers in it that announce this Blog Talk radio station, what we're doing. And I also point out the lifeline that we have on every morning coming on 7 days a week, every morning. And on Sunday, we have Imam W.D. Muhammad still. Listen to him. So we're going to come on this Sunday, Imam W.D. Muhammad. We want the whole world to listen to hear Imam W.D. Muhammad. So we made a flyer. We got it, Imam picture on it, my picture. We're passing these out to different religious faiths, especially the Matthew. For people that know what's going on, can hear what we really need to be talking about, along with the moving the image, the businesses, spending our money with each other. If we could hear each other telling that we start doing that, we could change this world in a matter of days. With us spending money with each other, and the world is not receiving as much money as it was getting, they know something is wrong. And then what is wrong, the lie been told, they have been kept us away from each other. If they want to treat us right, give us reparation, and we don't want to do that, let us to get out of our way. We'll buy from each other. And then when we get enough money with each other, we'll buy up this land and buy up everything we need to support ourselves here in America. We're going to do it. Our children are going to do it for the sake of the children. We're going to do it. So I don't see nobody want to raise their hand. And what I'm going to do is take a break, play a little music, Wally Ali, and then I'm coming back. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you.
So what about talk radio station? Miss Tia here, bringing the good news. Whom they say time rising. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. Again, we'll be back when this and we testify again that no God but one God whose proper name is Allah. He's the one who lives and he never dies. He's the one who never had a baby and never been a baby. He is the creator of babies and the people that make the babies. God is one and alone, and nothing in his creation that can describe the creator. Nothing. So we have to represent that one God, one creator for all humanity. When humanity become one, then the world be coming back in the peace that the creator put it in. But since the creation been here, Satan has been in the woods. Satan, any man and any woman, take on weak ideas and wrong thinking and tell lies. That is Satan. That's a description, one description of Satan. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He's a trickster. He's one who works against the peace. He's one who works against the human family, putting the human family against each other. He have done that. So in all of us for us to put the human family back together, then we must have the truth, and we have the truth with the found revelation called Al-Quran. And this final revelation has given us so much truth, is making the human being the most civilized creature that the human being has been created, is to put the human being back in the human being so the human being can be a better human being, and he become a better human being when he submits his will to do the will of God. That's what Jesus did. Jesus said, not my will we done. No, let you know he didn't have nothing, but it was the one who created and sent him. He was doing his will. So if anybody wants to say anything, got anything to say, now it's time. So can we get Brother Sujar in here? He's been waiting in the wings. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sujar. Well, brother, I'm going to take a break. You got it.
Okay. All right.
You got it. Great, bro.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Again, we'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum.
Praise
be to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah for blessing us just to wake up and have breath in our body and being able to speak, being able to talk. We thank Allah for that. And we say all praises is due to Allah. And we are just not saying all praises due to Allah just to be saying it. You know, we're saying it because that's what we believe, and that's our faith. that it's Allah's will, not my will be done, like Christ said, but God's will be done. I don't do nothing on my own, he said, but I do the will of God. That's what he said, you know, and that has a whole lot of meaning, and it's the established sincerity. You know, this job that we got, you got to be sincere. If you ain't sincere, Allah said that he going to test and try you. He going to test and try you. You know the one that is true from the one that's false. you can't fool Allah, you know. So praises be to Allah, you know. I know everybody is experiencing this cold weather, freezing weather. Allah is truly testing us, you know, and many people have lost their life, and that's showing you that it's real. This weather out here, this freezing cold out here, is not something that's just happening. This is for real. This is a shown up test. You know, I heard this morning, Sister Nazma, she was talking about the weather where she was at, and one sister said that it was 30 some degree there where she at. And so the novice said, I'll take that. And she said, you take that? She said, what is the, how's the weather there? What is the, what is the degree of the weather there? She said, -4. Now that's cold. -4. You know, that's way of it. Freezing is when it get below 33. That's when it's freezing. But it don't got there past freezing to -4. -4. So the weather is acting up all over, especially in America. It's just freezing. The snow is falling, and it's something like we ain't never experienced before, you know. So we got to bear witness that got to be God. That's got to be God. We don't have no control over the weather, you know, and all these airports shutting down, stores closing up, gas stations standing still. These are serious times. These are serious times. And I was just watching television and looking. They got a whole lot of debates on the television with the preachers, and you got a whole lot of these preachers that still trying to push the idea that God had a son, that Jesus is God. These people is sad. I'll be scared to death to say something like that. You know, to bring out that type of falsehood during these times. And you can't hide. Like Noah told his son, ain't nowhere you can go to hide. You can't hide. You know, these are some serious times, brothers and sisters. We should be thinking serious about first ourselves, think serious about our family. You know, we should be serious about establishing our businesses, you know, because the one that has all this wealth, God is destroying their world. Their world is being destroyed. So we got to remake the world. We got to bring in a new world, a world that is fit for the believer. A world that is prosperous, where we can get everything back like it were. Not what Trump is talking about getting everything back like it were, but we're talking about the fruits and the vegetables. You see, we talking about the meats and the waters and all those different things. We got to get it back like it were. They don't make trillions and trillion dollars off of just water, a lot of water. They poison the water, then they sells it. They bottles it up and sells it. They say that they done purified it. But they are the one that poisoned it. They poison all the food. Then they regrow the food. And they build big warehouses, supermarkets, and they sell the food back to you. You can't get none. You can't grow it. Because they mess the seeds up. And so when it produces one time, that's it. Seedless watermelon. Seedless grapes. So this world is being destroyed. We live in a world that was made by peoples that have bad intention. People just greedy. People that's lost faith, that don't have faith in God no more. People that wants to get together with their little group and think that they can fool somebody. A lot is destroying that type of world. It ain't gonna exist. And if it do exist, you're gonna have hell. You're gonna catch hell in it. And this is what's going on right today. There's plenty of hell out there, brothers and sisters. Plenty of hell out there. Everything was nice. Everything did look beautiful. But now there's plenty of hell out there. So we got to remake the world. We got to get together with brothers and sisters that is true and sincere and want to share with their brothers and sisters. That's what I mean by being true. You don't want to establish something that you own everything and your brothers and sisters is suffering and their children is suffering. That's not sincerity. This is the type of world that we're getting rid of. So don't try to bring in the same type of world. You want to bring in the same world we're trying to get rid of. You want to make all the money. You know, you want to have everything. You want to be seen. You want to be known. You got to be out front. Well, we're going to pull your image down. We're pulling that image down. There's no God but Allah. And Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Abraham, Moses, all those great people is the servant of God. Now you want to claim that you the servant of God. You can't be the servant of God and every minute you upset about something, you know. Always accusing people of somebody that you know, that's what the devil is. I always feel that they're trying to get him. They're trying to catch him. That's what the devil thinks, you know. So we got to establish these businesses, brothers and sisters. We had to come together. We got to be truthful, and Allah, I truly believe that He gonna show us that we can be successful just by being true to each other, just by being real to each other. You know, because when we're not real, and you open your mouth up, it's a testimony against you. Everything that you say, people see it. Every time you say something wrong, Allah got it where you can't hide. So that's one for our brother, what we want for ourselves. You know, let's don't try to establish something that is selfish. You know, let's establish things together. You know, let your brother establish something too. It's all right for your brother to establish something. That's good. So we are thankful to Allah that he put life and gave us life and we have the spirit to move forward. We pray that Allah bless our grandchildren and our children, that they be able to establish some things and make the future the type of future that I'm talking about right now, to bring in the new world, you know, and establish a beautiful future for their children and grandchildren, you see. So we pray that Allah bless our young folk. You know, they see what's going on. And they know that they can't present this type of world that God is destroying, that God is getting rid of. You know, that they're gonna have to establish a world that is freedom, justice, and equality for all. And that's what got to come in, because nobody's gonna sell for nothing less than that. You know. We're gonna be riots. You're gonna be confusion like they're doing right now. You can't turn on television unless there's a riot of confusion. A group of people is moving from one area to another area, kind of escape their condition and the oppression that they are under. You know, yeah. And when they come here to America, they find out that. These people ain't real. But they are not real. You know? So I can imagine what that do to their minds. You know. See, they come here to America, they see they got thousands of homeless people. Homeless people. Here in a great country like this here, homeless people as this. People living up on the bridges. People living outdoors. Don't have enough food to feed themselves. You know. But that's real, brothers and sisters. And if we don't be sincere and establish the reality of God and start submitting our will, you know, we gonna keep on suffering until we dead. That's the reality. So we asking all the believers that we come together. Let's talk about doing some things that we know is going to benefit the whole society. Let's sit up and talk about things. Or let's try to do some things. It's easy to talk about them, but let's try to do them and see how that come out, and see how that'll come out. And I think we're going to be surprised. God said he already done blessed. He already done made us inheritance. He already done given us power. So it's just a matter of us stepping out and stepping up. He gave us truth. He said, is there any other truth other than his truth? Shaitan, he said that he don't have no power over you or over us. He said, I only call you and you come. But he don't have no power over us. So we don't worry about Shaitan. We don't worry about Shaitan. I think the biggest thing we should worry about is coming together and doing something. That's what we should be concerned about. Doing something. So we are hoping that this type of talk that we are talking right now will inspire us, you know, to make some moves. But when we make the move, Let's come together. When things are becoming successful, let's come together. Let's don't go right back to the same old thing that we came out of. You know, when we start coming together, let's love our brother, for our brothers and sisters, what we want for ourselves. You know, our success ain't because of only ourselves, but it's because of the blessing of Almighty God. Let's keep God out front. Thank you. We pray that we said something that made some sense, and that inshallah would motivate us to move forward and establish something in this world so we can make it a better world for our future. We thank you. We pray that Allah bless all the believers. I came to you in peace and leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.
Brother Suja, Allah is the one who is the greatest. He is the one who knows all, sees all, and bless all. He is the one greater. So we're here tonight to get rid of the image that separates us from the Creator. Make people, the image is used to make inferiority or artificial superiority. Only Allah is superior. Only Allah. We all have faults and we all need something. Allah has no need. He does not die. We have to die and we have to give him an account for what we do and what we say, how we react and how we respond. We have to give an account. So praise be to Allah. This show, this Bob Talk radio station is getting rid of the problem, which is the image that caused us to be in this problem. The human being should be the most happiest creature that God have created. But long as the image up in the world, and that image reflects another people, a people who have thought that they are superior, or thought that they was better, because of the image, and the one that was under them thought less than themselves, and they have really acted out because we own nothing. We are people that struggling just to keep our life intact. It shouldn't be like that. Food, shelter, and clothes is something that a human being should never be without. For their dogs in this country, in this world, have some of the best shelter to stay in. Their dogs have some of the best grooming care, better than a human being, and they should have it. The human being should be number one in caring for each other. But we know that this image have another part planned in that to keep us divided. So we're working on the Black Power Radio Station to remove all racial image. And that is the reason we play Wali Ali. The sister, we play her, remove the images to remind us with the music that nobody should ever be raising an image of as the creator of this creation. We have to remind ourselves that. This is what this show is all about. Don't make no image and call it God. Don't call it anything. God is bigger than anything that we can imagine. I know I go to jail, that guy's got name talking about they Allah. And you ask him, would Allah go to jail? Will Allah break the law? a lot bigger than anything that you can imagine. And you calling yourself Allah. Not Allah. But that's the name you chose, to the name Jesus. And that is, anybody can be Christ-like if they choose to. If they live the life that Christ lived, they don't steal, they good people, then they can be heading, or they can be working to be Christ-like, but never Allah. Allah does not use the bathroom. God is not a human being. Jesus was a human being, born from Mary. And he spoke the truth. And he said, in order for anybody to be free, they must know the truth. And he explained to them in the scripture that he didn't come on his own, but God sent him. He let you know, don't call him good. It ain't one good, and that's the one who created him, sent him. And he said he made his will to do the will of God. And that's all any person can. That's the top of the line of him being the one who submit their will to do the will of God. So that's what we are reminded that we all should be reminded and submitting our will to do the will of God. And stay with that will. Never leave that will. And we stay on that wheel when we pray the five times that comes up every day. We pray that five times a day that we can keep that wheel of the creator of this creation. So we thank you for coming out. Thank you for joining us tonight. We thank you for, you got any question that match one? And you can come into the queue, and we call the queue is that you raising your hand, and we cut your mic on, where you can begin to share or ask questions or make a comment. So we say Allah is the greatest, not us, Allah. Allah is so great, He didn't let no truth be destroyed. And that's why we're here tonight. We got an image that causing all kind of destruction in the human family, and it got to be removed. And God Allah have given that to us so we can give us the truth, the Quran, so we can read it and manage our life with it. That is the final revelation. The manage the good life that God does trust us in. So let's get busy in doing that. We thank Allah for Imam Wahid Muhammad. He one brought and lived the best example while he was in a Prophet Muhammad. He one brought the Prophet Muhammad in clear understanding on what to do. Because when Imam came on the scene, we were still praying in chairs. Yet the chairs removed. We were nobody calling a dance to Imam Washington Muhammad. But these people getting where they don't want to even mention the man name. They don't want to give credit what credit is due. And this the evil coming and creeping into the human being heart. And pretty soon when evil creep into a human being heart, you hear him say, that I'm my own man, start saying stuff that don't make no sense, that put him above us. When you find a person like that, he done left doing the will of God, because that is a trait of Satan, to make yourself seem bigger than somebody else or pull somebody else down. That is the work of Satan. That's what Satan does. He loves to pull somebody else down and then put himself up. Satan does that. The human being is one in the same. He one in goodness. He one in righteousness. He one in honesty. Huh? Long as he's following the truth. But when he stops following the truth, then those people that see him pretty soon, will see his work is not what he said. He said one thing and do another thing. Huh? The human being always trying to strive to be one. Always trying to be better today than what he was yesterday. Always trying to lift somebody up to pull somebody down. Because in order to pull somebody down, you had to be there to hold them down. And we want to lift the human family back up. We want wherever we can. We know people make mistakes, but we want to forgive them and move on to a better situation. That's what the human being does. That's what the human being is different from the animal. Animals clock with the nature. He had to do things similar or the same way that the one that showed him how to do what he done, he had to do them similar or the same way. The human being can do things with wood, steel, iron, salt water, trees. But the other people, the people that are not following the animals, other animals cannot do that. They've got a nature that's clocking. So we're working hard to change the condition that we put in by ungodly people or ungodly souls, because we are all one people. We are all the children of Adam. But Adam slipped on one of the things he slipped with, that image. He slipped with the idea he's better. He slipped with the idea of my skin is better than that person's skin. We have that problem still today. You know, and they make movies with African Americans in it, and in the movie, it like calling those African Americans who plays in those movies, they like calling them, because in that movie, you see where that it's hard for them to be put back together. It's hard for us to be put together, because the one who took us apart, he had worked hard to make sure that happened, that we do not work together, African Americans, and you see that working in society, because there's no big change of stove that we own. There's no big company. There's no a lot of planes and ships over the high sea that we own and control. But we said we want people, or we want nation under God. But that might sound good, but when you look in the reality of that, we want nation, and the people that run in the nation, who run the courthouse, who run all the big institutions, all of them is working to keep their feet on our neck. In other words, keep us from getting up and compete with them. They don't mind us competing with them on a basketball court or throwing a football or hitting the bat. They don't mind that. That's competition. But when it comes to us owning factories and owning the grocery stores, owning the thing that really we can say we compete with them, owning planes in the sky, they work hard to make sure, or they got people that look like us to make sure they prevent us from doing that. Imam W.B. Muhammad said when he came in office, he said they came in with him. Who is they? Those deceivers, those enemy of the people came in with Imam, the whole Imam program at bay. And that's what they have done and still do. How do you come into a situation where there's 100 or more schools, and now there's only 6 schools, if you didn't have nobody put in place to work against you? You didn't have an enemy somewhere waiting for his turn to reverse everything. It's simple as that. And that's what we got. We got enemies among us, look like us, talk like us. Oh, they pray, they bow down with you. for they that's working hard to keep us from coming up, get the people coming up and making progress. They work hard for that. So we have to be wise. God says, be wise of Satan. Satan is your open enemy. Be not hidden no more. He's out in the open. He's in every gadget that this world offers us. Everything that misleads us, Satan is in there. Everything that would bring us to out, bring us together, then Satan can't touch that. But he can touch you everything that seems like or act like want to bring us together and is not able or not capable of doing it, not really made to put us back together. So these are the things we are facing. So all praise is due to our Lord, Chair, Sustainer of all the world. And I hope one day that we all will be one and we'll be kind and be able to share and with good words towards each other instead of words of destruction. And then when you find out there's the handiwork of Satan coming from the plantation owner like Willie Lynch taught them to do that. Taught them to keep us divided, to cause us to put the father against the son against the wife against the mama, and mama against the daughter. All this, that's behavior has been taught. That's not natural behavior. If somebody raises you, you're obligated to obey them. But if you put in a frame of mind that nobody can tell you what to do and you don't need to be told what to do, then you are not going anywhere in your situation. So all praise is due to Allah. I'm going to take time now and bring this back to Brother Sujar and come back because nobody nobody want to raise their hand. Anybody want to raise their hand, ask a question, or make a comment, you can raise your hand. And I don't see nobody wanting to do that, so I'm going to bring Brother Sujar Muhammad back from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Brother Sujar Muhammad.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, they got an eye out. Well, I'm going to turn this back over to you, my good brother. Brother Muhammad, he left. Okay, alhamdulillah. You got it.
Huh?
You got it. That people came on, but they want to raise their head.
Alhamdulillah.
You got it.
Well, we understand all, though. When they read it, they raised their hand. Praise be to Allah. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, we testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, one God. And we bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. And brothers and sisters, we also bear witness of all those other great prophets of Almighty God, Abraham, Moses, Christ Jesus, Lot, And all of them, you know, Allah said that he don't make no differences between them. There's no differences, you know. So we give credit to all those great men. And we also bear witness and appreciate the believers, the messengers. The one that carried the message, that is not a prophet, but they carried the message that Allah gave them, and they delivered the message. So we thank Allah for them also. Also, we're dealing with peoples that don't have knowledge. You know, peoples that been influenced, and peoples that been oppressed. We're dealing with this is the situation that we're in. We're dealing with people that have been oppressed, people that's crying out for the help of Allah. And what we are doing, we are volunteer, you know, stepping forward and just bear witness to the truth. You know, we just try to make things clear of what's going on, and that thing is not as bad as it seems. It's not as bad as it seems, you know. And there is hope for all of us. Allah is most merciful. He's most kind, and so there is hope for all of us. And it's some things that we can do ourselves. You know, we don't just want to wait on God. You know, we want to step out forward and establish things that Allah bless us to do. You know, we want to show Allah our appreciation and our approval, and that we are thankful, you know, for what the intelligence that he gave us, the strength that he gave us. You know, we want to bring together that unity and establish some things that, some physical things like businesses. You know, we want to establish businesses. We feel that if we establish businesses, then we have more control over ourselves rather than just letting Satan control everything. We have more control over ourselves if we go out and establish business. And it's more than just talk. It's more than just talk, brothers and sisters. We're dealing with a whole system. A whole system that is designed against us, you know. And it was like that during the time of all the pharaohs, and other peoples that didn't believe in God. They set up systems, you know, a system like welfare, you know, system like stimulus. You know, you sit back and wait on the stimulus. You know, you're going to hit the lottery. You know, systems like schools that give you education that don't bring you to your fullest, but it's divide you. It's established some people as better than the other people. Those type of systems. You know, systems that ask us to pay taxes, and we pay taxes every time we buy something. Every time you go to that cash register and buy something, you pay taxes. And the system is set up where they control these tax money. These tax money don't just disappear. We had to give that tax money to somebody. And we have a government system that is set up. When they get that tax money, they use that money to create peoples that they can use to control the society. Right now, the women, they are the boss. They got all the top jobs and the homosexuals. They established these type of system. Just if you can recall, if you just sit up and watch a movie and you look at the Roman side, and you'll see these peoples that ran the government during the Roman time was weak peoples, feminine peoples, gay peoples. They used to have put on these having all these parties and things like that. But there's other people that were out in the field that were strong and healthy. But that tax money that they got, they give these people jobs. The tax money that they use, the tax money to give the strong people's employment. And so the strong people depend on that money to take care of their family, to send their families to school, to try to buy cars, and try to buy, homes with that money. They use that money, brothers and sisters, to establish power for themselves. I was looking at TV, and it was showing how they gave the Ukrainian $5 billion. Just type it in. I mean, just check it out yourself. Don't believe what I say. They have given them over $55 billion of our tax money. This is our tax money. Every year, they get trillions of dollars. So they had to allocate that money to different states and cities. They had to allocate that money. You know, also they have it set up where you can get grants and things like that, where they give you large sums of money, of the citizen's free tax money, of the citizen tax money. Not free, but you get it free. But you earn it because it's your tax money too. But if they give you some of that money for something that you kind of establish, they want to control you too. And what I mean by control is that if you want to try to build something good, you know, something for the things that you're doing, they have a way of checking it out and seeing how you're spending that money. You got to hire the homosexual. You have to do all these things basically because these people is taxpayers. They're taxpayers. They're alcoholics. There's so many things that you're going to have to do when you get that tax money from the government. And if you're not responsible, they're going to take that money. They're going to pull that money back from you. So it's best for us to raise the money our own self. you know, with fundraisers and other things. Rather than trying to get some money that rightfully belongs to us. Brothers and sisters, just think what you can do with a $1 billion. Just think the type of a community you can set up and things that you can do for $3 or $4 billion. I mean, for millions of dollars, just think what you can do. With millions of dollars. But they got it set up where they are the big cats. They control everything that goes on. And if it not goes on according to the way that they wanted to go on, then you can't get it. So they got people that in your community, in our community, that cater to them. They have the freedom, but you can't have no freedom. Even in that, you can't have the freedom. So brothers and sisters, we got to do for self. It's obvious that if we don't do for self and we depend on somebody else, we gonna be controlled. We gonna be hound. But we got make plenty of money collectively. Brothers and sisters, we have money, but we gonna have to be trained and taught how to give that money back to each other. We don't know how to do that, brothers and sisters. But we have other nationalities; they do that, and they are successful. You see, so brothers and sisters, let's think about having some power in the land. Let's think about having some freedom and trying to do some things that we see that would benefit America, that would benefit the peoples in this young country, that would bring us more together. We thank you. We pray that Lord bless us, forgive us for our sins, for our fault, came to you in peace, and leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, all right, bro. Thank you, Brother Sujal. A few more minutes left. Thank Allah for everything. We appreciate the unnatural weather that we are receiving here in Georgia. We know we're getting this weather that's it's natural, but it's never been this cold at this time in Georgia and Tennessee like it is now. Back in 19, it's 10 degrees here in Decatur. The high today was 26. It's going as low as 7 degrees. Going to 7 degrees tomorrow is high 35. And tomorrow night it'll be 17. That'd be like a warmer spell. Monday it'll be 18 and high of 38. But come Friday with rain, 59 degrees Thursday and Friday. So Allah is all merciful. 53 gonna be Wednesday, high 28, the lower 28. So it's climbing back up like Georgia was always doing. It goes down and come back up. So we got 90 seconds left. We pray that what we have said be some benefit, because we say all praises and all goodness come from God. It didn't come from ourselves, come from the one who created us and trusts us to say the right thing. We hope that we have said the right thing. I'm going to ask two jobs to close us out with a dua of his choice. Brother Sue John, we can close us out and do our.
I hold the way he meant to say to him, Gene. Voila. We pray and ask thee to bless us with success. Bless us to overcome our shortcomings. Bless us to keep faith. And bless our children to watch over them. And bless them with the best of health. You know, and bless us with the strength to submit to our Lord, Allah, and submit to his messenger. Peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad forever. Amen.
Amen. Remember, we will not be on tomorrow. We will not be on tomorrow. Our brother Amin said we will not be on tomorrow.
We will not be on tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be out tomorrow. Yeah, but we will be on Monday.
Tomorrow is Christmas.
Inshallah. Well, tomorrow is their Christmas, but and our day is family day. Tomorrow we're gonna be out of town. And,
okay.
So, okay then. Well, we'll see everybody by Monday. Inshallah. Thank you so much, and talk to see everybody Monday. Assalamu alaikum.